Now, we jumped ahead. That's okay. Sorry. It's okay. Just a couple more points on the uniqueness of the apostles and the apostles' role. Mm-hmm. If you look at a very common verse that we love to quote, Acts 2:42, it says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. It's very interesting. The apostles' doctrine means that there wasn't any differences between what each of the apostles taught. Mm. It comes across as a singular set of teaching. So one in operation. They were all under the power and influence of the Holy Spirit. And we can think about how that took place. But in Acts 2:42, it says it's the apostles' doctrine. And then turn over to Jude, right? Mm-hmm. In Jude, in verse 3, it says the faith delivered once for all. Right? And it's really the body of truth connected with the grace of God, connected with God, connected with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was delivered once for all to the saints. Well, who did that delivery? It was the apostles. And to get the support for that, you go down to verse 17 in Jude. And it says there in Jude, verse 17, it says, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. So there is a consistency, a singularity of operation amongst these individuals whom the Lord prayed for as his own apostles as they would carry out his work. It's the singular message, the faith delivered once. It's the foundational reality, right? It says even the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And so these foundational realities come across not without any disputings or any divisions amongst them. All 12, including Matthias, you know, who becomes the 12th, and then the apostle Paul becomes one out of season. It's all consistent, singular, one in their delivery of this truth of Christianity, which then leads us into what we have in the second part of the Lord's Prayer.
And that's really a very nice way to look at that in the statements that were made earlier about the oneness of God in his being and yet the distinctives in the persons, because even the apostles, when you say that the apostles' doctrine, it could be said as if it was one whole, and yet we do also observe distinctives between, let's say, what Peter emphasized and what Paul emphasized, and so on. That's a very nice point. John's emphasis, James's emphasis as well. So, but none of them said, well, the way I teach it is, right? It's just that they had distinctives, but that they all would have said, we all are teaching what is true.
Okay, so we're going to move on to the second part of the Lord's Prayer in John chapter 17. And someone read from verse 20 to verse 23.
John chapter 17, verse 20. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me.
Okay, so again, he says in verse 20, now I don't pray for these alone. Who are these? The disciples. And then he says, but I pray for those who shall believe on me through their word. Who's that? Yeah, that's everyone from the time of those apostles all the way up to right now. That's you and I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ because of the apostles' mm-hmm. word. They recorded, the Spirit of God recorded in the word of God the message of grace, the call to repentance and faith in God, faith in the Lord Jesus, repentance towards God. We believe because of the apostles' word.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why it's so important, and just as a side note, to realize that you don't say that you are a Christian simply because you repeated some words at your mother's knee, or you repeated some words at a camp or at a conference. Those words have to have been prompted by something that brought conviction from the Word of God. And that's such an important sidebar, but very important. We are those who believe on the Lord Jesus because of the apostles' words. And so the Lord, anticipating what was coming, and then just to repeat what was said already, he saw and envisioned all those who would believe in him would be united and in one. Now he adds a couple of caveats, adds a couple of things to this in verse 21. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us. The dependency, and this is something that we've been talking about all week, is that the reality of this unity isn't going to be through human agency.
Mm.
It's because of our connected, the connected reality we have with divine persons.
Mm.
He says that we are in them, in the Father and in the Son. The Father and the Son, they have this wonderful, intimate connection in terms of the Lord Jesus Christ would say, I don't do anything of myself.
Mm-hmm.
There was this ultimate, you know, connectedness with the Father in that everything that he did, everything that he spoke, everything that he heard, he says, these are the things that grew out of my relationship with the Father. And so he says our unity, our oneness that he prays for is dependent on the reality of understanding our connectedness with divine persons and their oneness. And
I was going to read a portion that relates to the 1 John chapter 1, what the apostles were relaying. I read it from verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
Mm.
So that was the purpose. They saw him, they touched him, and they recorded it under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that we too may also enter into the joy that they had.
Now, you know, Tim and Steve pointed out that this, in some part, has already occurred. On the day of Pentecost, the Lord sent the Holy Spirit baptized into one body, and that unity was established. And we talked yesterday about endeavoring to keep. But I think it's very helpful to realize and to help us be motivated, and when we think about why we should endeavor. Look at the end of verse 21. He says that the world may believe that you sent me.
Mm-hmm.